السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. One of my kiram, most respected elders and brothers, in these beautiful verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that indeed in the alternating of the day and the night, and in the creation of the heavens and the earth, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, the alternating of the day and the night, لَآيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, there are many, many signs. Not one sign, but many signs for the intelligent ones. Those people who Allah Ta'ala has blessed with a level of intelligence, may Allah Ta'ala make us of those.
Ameen.
What is the person who's got all the titles in the world? He's a professor, he's got everything, all the titles. But if Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has deprived him of Iman, then sometimes that very intelligence can lead the person astray. One professor in one university was teaching the students in the university. So he was an atheist. He didn't believe in the existence of a God. And there are many people, unfortunately, they believe that this whole world just came into existence. There were theory of evolution, Darwin's theory of evolution, and everything just came into existence. So he posed a question to the students in his faculty. And one of the students was a Muslim person. He picked up his hand and he said that, well, I believe God is the one who has created this. But he didn't believe in a God. So he said that, you stand up. They made him stand up in front of the whole class. So he said, did you ever see your God? He said, no, I didn't see my God. He said, did you ever touch your God? He says, no, I didn't touch my God. He said, did you ever hear your God yourself? He says, no, I didn't hear my God. He said, if you didn't feel your God, you didn't see your God, you didn't hear your God, you didn't touch your God, then we learn that it's something you cannot, it's not tangible, you cannot see it, you cannot feel it, it's not existent. It's not existent. So the student, Allah Ta'ala gave him the jawab. So he said to him, sir, can I ask you, I have a question to pose to you, that this particular theory that you've come up with, how did you come up with this? Through your intelligence, through your brain. So he said, can I ask you a question? Have you ever seen your brain? Have you ever touched your brain? Have you ever heard your brain doing the conversation? So he said, oh class, from this we can deduce, from the very theory of our sir, that he is a brainless idiot. One person came to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. He was a master in debating, and he was leading people astray because he didn't believe in the existence of a God. So he challenged Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi to a debate. And The announcement was made that Imam Abu Hanifa, who was known as Imam A'zam, will be debating with me. We need to have a large crowd and gathering so that this matter can be resolved. So a massive crowd had gathered. At the time of the debate, that atheist person was on the stage waiting. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah, he was nowhere to be seen. So people became worried. Those who had organized the program, they also became worried. What happened? Imam Sahib is not here. After a while, this person stood up and says, well, if the opponent doesn't come for the debate, then the debate has been won. The very fact that he couldn't come to challenge me shows that he lost. I've won the debate. And whilst becoming excited over the fact that he had won the debate, suddenly Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi appears. He comes on the stage, he says, I'd like to apologize. He says, well, you should apologize. The entire crowd is waiting for you here. How much of inconvenience you cause to the entire crowd? He says, no, but I've got an excuse. I've got a valid excuse. You see what happened? He says, you see, when I come from my home, that there is a river that's between my home and this area. I have to cross that river, and there's always a boatsman that waits there. There's always somebody there that I can give some money. He'll put me in his boat and take me across, and I can come that way. He said, but when I came to the banks of the river, there was no boatsman. Wasn't it? But suddenly, he says, while waiting, wondering what's going to happen, one lightning struck from the sky. It hit one tree. And suddenly the tree collapsed on the ground. And suddenly it split into two. And from the one portion bark of the tree, it formed into a boat. And he said that I jumped into that boat and I was able to take myself across the river. So that atheist person started laughing. He says, Do you think we are fools? That one lightning struck from the sky and hit one tree, and then the tree falls down and a boat comes into existence. You expect us to believe this? So he says, well, if you're not prepared to believe that one boat can come into existence on its own, then do you expect us to believe that this entire complex universe can come into existence without a creator and Malik and Khalik? So this was the intuition and the wisdom and hikmah and the brightness of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He silenced his opponent on the spot. Allah Ta'ala blesses these Ahlullah suddenly with such an answer which completely leaves the person dumbfounded. It happened to our Mu'ayyus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. He was traveling on ship. And again, this person, his name was Farooq. But he had gone to the wrong institute, studied in one of the universities in England, the Oxford University. And so, whilst on the ship, now we know those days, Karanja and Kampala and all those ships, it used to take a good few days before they reached the destination. So whilst on the ship now, interacting with this person, so he got to know him. So he asked Morana, so where are you going? You're coming from South Africa, you are South African, where are you going? He says, no, I'm going to India. Where are you going? He says, no, I'm going to England. What are you going to England for? He says, I'm going to study in the Oxford University. Geology, one of those things. So Hazrat told him, I'm going to study in the University of Deoban Theology. Hazrat rhymed it. So he gave him the answer, being a Muslim, Farooq. He said, do you mean you're going traveling all the way from South Africa to India to learn about the existence of a creator? Of course, Hazrat was shocked at the answer and understood from this that this person, unfortunately, his iman too was questionable. So whilst in the course of the conversation, he said, but you know, you Moranas, you all make the statement that there's two angels sitting on the shoulders and they write down all the deeds, good deeds and bad deeds, they're busy writing. He said, by now, it's such a big scroll they'll have that you won't even find a coat to fit your shoulders. So he was mocking Hazrat. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, his Mu'ayyus Sahib Rahmatullah, didn't give an answer straight away. He told him, brother, so you're studying in England?
Must have studied a lot of books.
How many books you studied? This book, that book. And as it went through all, you went a lot of places, London. And India, you must have traveled also, met a lot of people, family, this, that. And as it went on and on and on, you must have gone to schools, primary school, secondary school. After everything, as I told you, so Rabbi, tell me, all this information, where is it stored? In your head. But now your head should have been so big that you won't find a hat to fit your head. So Allah Ta'ala blesses these Ahlullah with these kind of answers, with true intelligence. And this is true intelligence. Why is the person claims to be intelligent, but the reality is Allah has deprived them of true intelligence? He just has a lot of facts that he has learnt, studied a lot of books, he's got facts. But true intelligence is the intelligence which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defines in the Quran Sharif. That person who is able to ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternating of the day and night, and when he looks at all these events that are taking place, when he looks at the trees and the plants as they grow, when he sees the little children as they grow, when he sees the activities of life that are taking place, and everything that's happening around him, it strengthens his iman and his yaqeen in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are so many signs. Look at within our own bodies. The perfection in our bodies. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ There are so many examples. Just take the eye for example. There are sometimes entire medical facilities simply focusing on the eye. That entire medical facility has been built only focusing on the eye. Thousands and millions of rands are spent just to sort the eye out. Different aspects of the eye, the external aspects of the eye, whether it's the vision, whether it's the internal aspects of the eye. There's an entire medical facility. Then you take the heart, the cardiology ward, if you go to the hospitals, especially the state-of-the-art hospitals, the type of equipment just to look after the heart. This in itself will tell you what a powerful organ Allah has created within the human body. Look at the fingerprints. There's no two human beings with the same fingerprints. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fashioned that little child in the darkness of the womb of the mother. And yet no two fingerprints are the same. This in itself is a sign of the greatness and the qudrat and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they say that no two retinas are the same, irises of the eye, every aspect of the body, there's perfection. Just if we look within our own bodies itself, we will realize the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that those people who Allah is blessed with intelligence, when they look at the alternating of the day and night and everything that is taking place in this world, they see the signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama-i kiram explained that tafakkaru fi khalqillah wa la tafakkaru fillah. Ponder over the creation of Allah Ta'ala, never ponder over Allah Himself. Now a person will say, why are you not allowing us to ponder over Allah Ta'ala? The reality is that there is no human mind that can contain and understand Allah Ta'ala. It's like the example of the person who is like trying to look at the sun directly. It's going to dazzle his eyes. He's not going to be able to take the extreme ray of the sun. But you tell him, by look around you and you will see the effects of the sun. You will see the effects of the sun in that everything is bright around you. But that person who tries to ponder over Allah Himself, he will not be able to. So nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala then further says that the quality of the intelligent ones, what is the sifat and the qualities of the intelligent ones? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِ Those individuals who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ and even whilst lying now. From this respect to the elders and brothers, we understand that the remembrance and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take different forms. Sometimes people have this confined understanding that the dhikr of Allah is only confined to that dhikr majlis. Or it is only confined to sitting with the tasbih and making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a mu'min can be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day he can be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that his heart is always connected to Allah ta'ala. Now we say, how is this possible? It is so easy. Spend time in the sohbat of the Ahlullah. Spend time in the company of the Ahlullah. And you will get this connection. That 24 hours a day your heart can be connected to Allah ta'ala. On one occasion, as the Shah Akim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned regarding his sheikh, okay, they were sitting and they were eating food. They were having dal. And their dal was not like our dal. It was very, very simple food they were eating in the jungle. So, as the Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib rahmatullah alayhi said, Akim Akhtar, mujhe is dal ke andar biryani ka maza aa raha ho. Said Akim Akhtar, I am getting the enjoyment of biryani in this dal. So, Hazrat asked him, how is this possible, Hazrat? So he says, I am thinking to myself that the hand of Allah is behind my hand. So I am feeling as if my Allah is feeling. And these people were ashiks of Allah Ta'ala. They were lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Hence, even when they were eating food, they were thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Even while eating food, they were thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Once, Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majub rahmatullahi, who was the Khalifa of Hakim Akhtar, of Mawlana Ashraf Reza Thani rahmatullahi, what a Khalifa he was, Allahu Akbar. Today, Allah Ta'ala bless us with this.
Ameen.
But a person, he links himself to a sheikh. The real objective is to annihilate ourselves, to purify ourselves. But unfortunately, we are not getting to that level, and we have to make this fikr an effort. So they would annihilate themselves to that level. So, Shah Aziz al-Hasan Majub rahmatullahi, on one occasion, he was a deputy collector for the British government. And that particular post was regarded as a very honorable position. And yet he would go in that position with his libas, in sunnat libas. And people would, on one occasion he came for one of the meetings, and there were all these British individuals. We know that India was under British rule. It was a British colony. But as soon as Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Majub rahmatullahi would come, that British person would stand up and put the chair for him and make him sit down. So people would ask him, but the others are coming, you're not doing that for them. He says that everyone else has become our slave, but this person here has not become our slave.
No.
He has stuck and held on to his religion, and I respect him for that.
No.
I respect him for that. And this was the barakat of his sohbat with Mawlana Ashraf Ishaq Thani rahmatullahi. On one occasion, something had transpired and he did something which was inappropriate. So Hazrat, to make his islah, chased him out of the khanqah. Bahaja, get out from here, move. So he took his bedding and he put it outside on the street. And he recited these couplets of poetry. He said that, my sheikh has thrown me out of the khanqah. His hukumat is inside the khanqah, but my hukumat is outside the khanqah. I will remain here until he forgives me. This was that annihilation. This was that annihilation of themselves. Shah Abraham Haq Sahib rahmatullahi, who is our Dada Sheikh, as Muhammad Sahib Sheikh, Shah Abraham Haq Sahib rahmatullahi, was also a Khalifa of Mawlana Ashraf Reza Thani rahmatullahi. So anybody who came to spend time in his sohbat, in the madrasa in Hardoi, then it was his habit that as soon as they would come, they say they're spending 10 days or 5 days, first thing he would do is go to the Nurani, it was a Darul Ulum, is go to the Nurani Qaida class. The class where they would teach the children Alif Bata. To the extent that our Mu'ayyus Padal Sahib rahmatullahi, when he went, Hazrat Hardoi rahmatullahi also sent him to the class. He did this for a reason. Even sometimes people who were attached to him were Sheikh al-Hadith of a big Darul Ulum. As soon as they would come, he said, I go to the Nurani Qaida class. And then he would watch them. The Qari Sahib there, the Qari Sahib was happy with his tajweed. He said, right, he can come out of the class. But in the process, there was the annihilation of the self. If it was one of us, we would say,
I must go sit with these small little children. I must go sit with these small children. He's disgracing me. I'd rather go somewhere else. But for what must I take this disgrace? Muhammad Sahib, all of them had to go. But there was a reason. As Muhammad Sahib himself, Rahmatullah Ali, mentioned that he saw his late father, Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion while they were all sitting in the company of Shahbaran Haqsa Bardoya, Rahmatullah Ali, the students were all seated there. So Hazrat Bardoya, Rahmatullah Ali, made the announcement. The announcement was directed to the students. He said, all of you, some mehman has brought some food, some milkshake or something it was. All of you make one line there and collect your milkshake. Hazrat Muhammad Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, my father, Rahmatullah Ali, he looked down and he looked in his heart and he stood up with those students and he stood in the line. Hazrat Bardoya, Rahmatullah Ali, was not aware. He carried on conversing with the people. After a little while, when he looked at that line as they were moving and all the children were going and collecting, he sees Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah, standing in that line. Immediately he calls him, said, but that was not for you, that announcement was not for you. And then he called him back. This is that level of annihilation, that they thought absolutely nothing of themselves. They were prepared to completely annihilate themselves. And that is why Allah Ta'ala then gives them that izzat and that baqa, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala raises them to that maqamah. Nevertheless, coming back to their story of Khaja, I just wanted to mention to you who Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi was and how did he achieve what he achieved. So on one occasion, he had gone with a group of ulama. He was not an alim, but he had the suhbat of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi. So he had gone with a few ulama. Amongst those ulama was Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi is the father of Mufti Taqi Uthmani Rahmatullahi. We all hear he's one of the senior muftis of Pakistan. Daman Barakatuhu, another living long life. He is recognized not only in the Indian areas, but in the Arab, throughout the entire world, he is recognized as one of, in fact, he is regarded amongst the top 500 most influential Muslims in the world. So nevertheless, his father, his late father, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi, was in that majma. So he narrates this incident. He says that Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi was now most senior, he was the eldest. And now in the midst of that gathering, all ulama are sitting, he started cracking jokes. And everybody was laughing, and suddenly in the midst of that laughter, he said that who amongst you, in the midst of this laughter, thought of Allah? So all of them looked down and said, hey, we were in the... So he said, Alhamdulillah, thumma Alhamdulillah, with the barakat of the sohbat of the Thani Rahmatullahi. He said that even whilst I was cracking jokes and making you laugh, I was not ghafil of Allah Ta'ala. I was making you laugh with this intention that Nabi Kareem Sa'adun said, in khalu sururi fi qalbi al-mu'mini ibadah, to put happiness in the heart of the believer is ibadah. Isliye, that's why I was making you laugh. So he's even that laughter and making them laugh was the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we term as a person when he gets the suhbat of the Ahlullah, then he's 24 hours a day. Outwardly, somebody will look at that person and say, what kind of people these are? Cracking jokes. They're supposed to be sitting down making muraqabah on one side. But we don't understand that even in that laughter, they are connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Their hearts are never ghafil of Allah Ta'ala. Their hearts are always attached to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is what Allah Ta'ala refers to in this ayah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ While standing, while sitting, while lying down, they are thinking of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Everything that happens, they are connected with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the words in the couplets of Khaja Sahib himself, he says that dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi, dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi wo ba khuda rahe, wo sab ke saath reh kar ke bhi sab se juda rahe. That this person, dunya ke mashghal, he is engaged in all the activities of this world. He is doing a transaction, he is making a phone call here, he is doing this here, he is doing everything. Lekin iske saath bhi wo ba khuda hai. He is connected to Allah Ta'ala even in the midst of that. His heart is linked to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You can't see it, but it's there. The connection is there. The cell phone, you can't see the connection, but it's connected to that cell tower. We don't see it, but it's there. It's connected. Nobody will know. But his heart is linked and attached to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Woh sab ke saath reh kar ke bhi sab se juda hai. He's staying with everyone, but his heart is not attached to them. He's doing the business transaction, the money is coming in, but his heart is not attached to that money. His heart is attached to Allah Ta'ala. He's sitting in that beautiful vehicle. And this is something we had mentioned in one of the majalis, that sometimes people condemn wealth outwardly. They outrightly rather. They condemn wealth and dunya ko laat maro. Just kick the dunya, get it out of your life. So Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib said, agar dunya ko laat maro, if you have to kick dunya, and if dunya is the name of all the luxuries and the food and the things of this world, then if a person doesn't eat food, so taqat kahal se aa jayega. Where is he going to get strength to kick in the first place? He won't have strength then. So that's not the dunya, is that kulluma alhatka anil akhirah. Anything that diverts the person or makes the person negligent of akhirah, that is regarded as dunya. But here you find a person who had the sohbat of the Ahlullah. He had the companionship of the Ahlullah. Now when he's sitting in his vehicle, at that time he's thinking of Allah. He's saying, Ya Allah, there are people walking on the street. Oh Ya Allah, I remember that time when I didn't have a vehicle. I remember that time when I was walking. Ya Allah, you are the one who blessed me with this vehicle. So he's driving that beautiful vehicle, but you don't realize that his heart is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, that person who didn't have sohbat, that person who didn't have that tarbiyah, he's sitting in his vehicle and he's looking down upon everyone else. Look at this person here, can't even walk and drive a car like mine. My car is better than his car. So although outwardly both of them appear to be the same, but there's a world of difference between the two. The one is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one, and that's the mistake we often make. We say, what kind of buzuruk is this here? He's driving very beautiful cars. We also drive, what's the difference between me and him? There's a world of difference. When we sit in that luxury, our hearts are not attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they sit in that luxury, their heart is even more attached. On one occasion, Maulana Sharif Sahib Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in fact, where this incident came out from, and again, we just quote to you what we have from the elder. One person brought some tea to our late Maulana Sharif Sahib Thani Rahmatullah Ali. So Hazrat told him that take this tea and warm it up. Make it more hot. Now we all, everyone was sitting there. So as I said, now the objection may come in the mind that a pious person, or you all regard us to be pious, so he must be completely detached from this one. Even if you give him dishwater, he must be. He's got no. What? Dunya ke sa kuch. You know, he must swallow. So as I said, no. He says, If you give me the tea the way I enjoy it, then when I will say Alhamdulillah, then Alhamdulillah will come out from the heart.
Allah.
Subhanallah. And then he quoted, he said, on one occasion, somebody asked Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali if he wants some water. He says, Ji, bring me cold water. He says, because on a hot day, if you will bring me cold water, then when that cold water will go down my throat, then Alhamdulillah will come out from the deepest recesses of my heart. So Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that constant ta'alluq ma'allah, that constant connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that dunya ke mashghalo mein, that even whilst engrossed and engaged in our activities of this dunya, our heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person's heart is attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respected elders and brothers, it's such a wonderful feeling. It's like the example of the light that is switched on in a dark room. When you switch on the light, you just feel comfortable, you just feel nice. And as soon as that light is switched off, the person feels dark. He doesn't know where he's going, which direction. This is the example of that mu'min whose heart is connected to Allah Ta'ala. There's brightness in his life, there's sukoon in his life. Yes, the challenges come, but it doesn't affect the tranquility of his heart. His heart is absolutely tranquil. Allah Ta'ala makes that heart gham-proof. And the example again of tests that come into a person's life, that person who has got ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, that even when the exam comes in, it's like the example of the student who is presented with a very challenging examination. Now he looks at that exam paper, he says, how am I going to answer this paper? But no sooner does he say that, the examiner himself comes next and says, no, don't worry. I'm right next to you. You put your hand into my hand. Now I'll help you write this entire paper. In the same way, that person who has got ta'alluq ma'allah, even when that difficulty comes in his life, he says, Allah will take me through it. May Allah send this difficulty, may Allah will take me through it. Although there's a difficult, people say, how are you going to go through this? But his heart is attached to Allah Ta'ala. Allah, he's confident, he's calm, may Allah will take me through. So this is the benefit of developing the ta'alluq ma Allah, that connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us the ta'alluq. And the Jamaat is what?
5 past.
Recite the Ya Allah, you granted us the tawfiq gathered here tonight to take your great Mubarak name, Ya Allah. jitna bada tera naam hai itni badi hamari maghfirat kar di. Allah is great as your name is, ya Allah, grant us such great maghfirat, ya Allah. O Allah, cause us to be drenched in your rains of rahmat, ya Allah. O Allah, make us yours and become ours, ya Allah. Make our hearts link to you all the time, ya Allah. Protect us from being ghafil of you, ya Allah. Protect us from any kind of ghaflat, ya Allah. That our hearts always be attached to you, ya Allah. O Allah, forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Our major sins and our minor sins, ya Allah. Those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, ya Allah, in the light of day, darkness of night, ya Allah. Ya Allah, our lives, ya Allah, melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day, ya Allah. O Allah, grant us the tawfiq to use, ya Allah, our lives, ya Allah, in your obedience, ya Allah.
Amen.
Protect us from any form of disobedience, ya Allah.
Amen.
Allah, purify our hearts, ya Allah. Amen. Musaffa, Mujalla, Muzakka, ya Allah. Give us hearts which are clean and pure, ya Allah.
Amen.
Protect us from pride, ya Allah.
Amen.
Protect us from ostentation, ya Allah.
Amen.
Bless us with humility, ya Allah.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah, how they annihilated themselves, ya Allah.
Amen.
They regarded themselves as absolutely nothing, ya Allah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, grant us the tawfiq to annihilate ourselves, ya Allah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, purify our hearts of jealousy, ya Allah.
Amen.
Of malice and hatred, ya Allah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, fill our hearts with the noor, ya Allah, of the Quran Sharif, ya Allah.
Amen.
With the noor of Iman, ya Allah.
Amen.
With the noor of Taqwa, ya Allah.
Amen.
Oh Allah, make our mukammal islah, ya Allah.
Amen.
Ya Allah, those are sick and ailing in the shifa, ya Allah.
Amen.
We are spiritually ill, ya Allah.
Amen.
We are secure from our spiritual ailments, ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us barakat in our health, ya
Allah.
Barakat in our wealth, ya Allah. Barakat in our times, ya Allah.
Amen.
In our time, ya Allah. Barakat in our families, ya Allah, in our homes, in every ni'mat that you have granted us, ya Allah. O Allah, protect us and our progeny through the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. We are living in zamanas of great fitna, ya Allah. Fitna all around us, ya Allah. You are the only being that can protect us, ya Allah. Like how you granted us the tawfiq to be in this wonderful environment in Mahal, ya Allah. Keep us in good company all the time, ya Allah. O Allah, protect us from evil environments and evil company, ya Allah. Protect us from a bad friend, ya Allah.
Amen.
Bless us with good friends, ya Allah.
Amen.
Who will take us towards your obedience, ya Allah.
Amen.
Who will take us towards your mahabbah and your love, ya Allah.
Amen.
Allah, protect us from a bad friend, a bad companion,
Amen.
Ya Allah.
Amen.
Oh Allah. Oh Allah, those who have passed away from our family members, ya Allah. Our parents, ya Allah. Our relatives, ya Allah. Our mashayikh, ya Allah. Our teachers, our abbas, ya Allah. For the graves with noor, ya Allah.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, make the graves gardens from the gardens of Rabb, ya Allah. Allah, grant us a reckoning, ya Allah. Easy reckoning, Allahumma hasina. When the time of death comes, take us to Medina,
Shaykh.
O my Mubarak of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salam. Wa alayka ya Rasulallah, cause our souls to depart, ya Allah. Lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai, to jahan bhi ho, barakat wali mota ata farma, ya Allah. Wherever it may be, give us a death of barakat, ya Allah. Let the angel of death find us in any sin, ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allah, you know very well all the good desires, aspirations, and wishes of each and every individual who raised his or her hand before you, ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires, aspirations, and need, whatever difficulty, pain, tafreeh, hardship, challenge they went through. Ya Allah, you are the need, remove me from the record, you are the Akramika, ya Akram al-Akramin. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbil Izzati, Amma Yasifun, wa salamun alayhi wa sallim.
Alhamdulillah.